From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Well, hello, listener. You are back again in the English service from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You'll get more information about Indonesia, and the next one will begin with the news. So stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo wants to open investment to imported substitution goods. President Joko Widodo wants research to be focused. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo re-emphasized the importance of reducing imports figures in a bid to maintain positive economic growth when opening a limited cabinet meeting on the accelerations of the implementation of the industry and trade program at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. He highlighted the high number of imports of raw materials and auxiliary raw materials reaching more than 70%. Data from the Central Statistics Agency shows that imports of raw materials and auxiliary raw materials reached 74.06% of the total imports for the period January to October 2019. Meanwhile, imports of goods and imports of consumer goods reached 16.65% and 9.29% respectively. Of this figure, the type of raw material with the highest number of imports is steel, reaching $8.6 billion. Meanwhile, the organic or petrochemical chemical industry reached $4.9 billion. Thus, President Joko Widodo hopes that his aides will open up investment opportunities, especially for the substitutes goods industry.
Beranjak dari data tersebut, saya minta peluang investasi.
Moving on from the data, I ask for investment opportunities. Please underline this. The import substitutions industry must be wide opened. That means that steel, chemical, or petrochemical industry must really be opened, because this is an import substitution. This should be noted by BKPM, the Investment Coordinating Board. So the notes are Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investments. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also asked his aides to take concrete steps to encourage the growth of the processing industry, petrochemicals, including the acceleration of the mandatory biodiesel B30. He emphasized that the growth of the manufacturing industry not only produces imported substitutes, but also opens up huge employment for the community. In addition, President Joko Widodo also called for an increase in the campaign for the use of domestic industrial products, including the optimization of the domestic component level in government projects so that import figures can be suppressed. Investment in research and innovation are able to bring Indonesian people to become developed country, because research and innovation can create innovative ideas that are connected with the business and industrial world and provide benefits to the community. In the end, this increases the competitiveness of the national economy. When chairing a limited cabinet meeting on the Research and Innovation Development Strategy and the arrangement of the National Research and Innovation Agency at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo expressed his hope that the research and innovation agenda would be focused on efforts to advance the nation's progress. He considered that the government must have a big strategy in encouraging the development of research and innovation with adequate budget.
Focus research.
The focus of research must be truly directed. It must begin to be brought to the same framework, namely, how to take our country out of the middle income trap towards developed country. Therefore, we must choose the research agenda that is prioritized, which is agreed to have a significant impact on the progress of our country. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also encouraged the strengthening of ecosystem so that research and innovation could develop. The strengthening includes aspects of regulation, human resources, research and innovation institution, and incentive systems. He added that the government is committed to increasing the budget of research and innovation. The era of the Industrial Revolution 4.0 makes it easier for the regional government to propose rehabilitation and reconstruction assistance through e-proposals application launched by National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB. This was revealed by Chief Secretary of BNPB, Harmin Shah, after opening the National Seminar on Policy Reform and Strategy for Post-Social-Economic Recovery Disasters in the Revolutionary Era 4.0 in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Dalam pemulihan itu, kita segera tentunya.
In the recovery, we along with BNPB will also prepare a rehabilitation action plan. Now we make it easier for the regions. Later, the regions don't need to deal with BNPB. That's enough with e-proposals. This makes it easier for regions to make their proposals. Through this way, we can quickly conduct evaluation and assessments of their proposals.
Dan kita dengan begitu, dengan cepat pula kita bisa melakukan evaluasi dan assessment terhadap ya usulan-usulan mereka.
On the same occasion, Deputy of Rehabilitation and Reconstruction of BNPB, Rifai, said that until the fifth year, BNPB has received a total budget worth 37 trillion rupiah. Emergency prepared funds reach 28 trillion rupiah, and for rehabilitations and reconstruction, it reached 7 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, specifically, the rehabilitation and reconstruction of forests and land fires reached 67 trillion rupiah. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo again reminded his aides to accelerate negotiations on a comprehensive economic partnerships agreement with partner countries. When chairing a limited cabinet meeting on the acceleration of the implementation of the industry and trade program at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo said that the government is currently focusing on efforts to maintain positive economic growth, reduce the current account deficit, and increase the current account surplus trading. Thus, he hopes that the discussion on the negotiations of the partnership agreement can be resolved quickly. This is aimed at encouraging the export figures of Indonesian products to partner countries. In addition, President Joko Widodo also requested his aides to find new potential markets so that export of domestic products could continue to be increased.
Saya ingatkan lagi mengenai percepatan negosiasi perjanjian-perjanjian kemitraan ekonomi komprehensif atau SEPA.
I remind you again about the acceleration of negotiation on comprehensive economic partnership agreement CEPAs, especially for potential countries. The Minister of Trade and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, if necessary, every day continue to pursue the potential countries that export our products, for which we do not have a partnership agreement, then a trade agreement with Australia. We have already done with the European Union, Asian countries, with members of the RCEP, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, and also agreements with African countries. This must all be accelerated.
Produk-produk dari negara kita, apa saja bisa masuk ke negara itu, ini yang harus kita petakan dan kita ajak para eksportir untuk memaksimalkan eksekusinya.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also highlighted a number of domestic issues that must be addressed. He emphasized that some existing regulation often hamper export performance. Access to export financing also needs to be addressed, including improving the quality of export products. President Joko Widodo also emphasized the importance of preparing export-oriented and integrated industrial zones that can improve the efficiency and competitiveness of domestic export products. Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, analyzed innovation system in some regions across Indonesia to apply science and technology and innovation in a bid to develop the people's economy in the regions. This was said by Head of Research Center of Center for Policy, Research and Technology and Science and Innovation Management of LIPI, Dudi Hidayat, to media on the sidelines of the public dialogue with the theme Indonesian Science and Technology Policy and Innovation in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also explained that the development of the science and technology system and the innovation is in line with the National Medium-Term Development Plan 2015-2019 related to the efforts to encourage creativity of each region to explore appropriate technology.
Diketahui RPJMN IPTEK itu sasarannya adalah meningkatkan.
It is known that the RPJMN is aimed at increasing the competitiveness of the production sector. So actually, in a policy, we, the science and the technology community of the Ministry of Research and Technology, at that time, made a program of science and technology development that increased the competitiveness of the production sector in 2015-2019. Meanwhile, head of LIPI, Trihandoko, explained that LIPI's researchers have empowered the people to explore the appropriate technologies for people in remote areas, namely Bose corn processing technology in Belu District, technology to increase the number of cashew nuts in Alor District, and coffee processing technology in Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara Province. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia, held a meeting with the textile industry and textile products entrepreneurs, who are members of the Indonesian Textile Association and the Indonesian Filament Yarn and Fiber Producers Association in Jakarta on Wednesday. The meeting aims to observe the aspiration of the textile industry and textile products related to the development and solution of problems facing the industry. As quoted by Intranus Agency, the meeting concluded that the main problems facing the textile industry in Indonesia are high prices for downstream industrial raw materials, expensive energy prices, and a market protection system that was not pro-domestic business actors, but foreign and domestic investors. Bahlil Lahadalia promised to find a solution so that the price of domestic textiles is not much different from other countries that import to Indonesia in a bid to increase industrial competitiveness in the global market. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, here's the commentary today. Inviting Indonesian diaspora becoming researcher in the country. Researcher becomes important for science and technology development of a country. Nowadays, science and technology are ideas, research results, and developments of various disciplines. Realizing the importance of research, second administration of Joko Widodo starts prioritizing it. In a meeting with Indonesia scientists and researchers in Busan, South Korea, on November 25, 2019, he said, after infrastructure and human resources, the government will focus on research and innovation development massively. In a meeting with Indonesian researcher amidst Republic of Korea ASEAN Summit, President Joko Widodo wanted Indonesian scientists to return and develop the country. Responding that message from the president, Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI tried to attract Indonesian diaspora researchers. The number of Indonesian diasporas abroad is actually quite great. According to data from Indonesia Diaspora Network Global, Indonesians abroad reach 8 million to 9 million people, and they are spread across various countries. Many of them possess great scientific experience and quality. But the effort to attract diaspora researchers is not easy. The recurring issues that become diaspora researchers' consideration to return home includes fund, infrastructure, policy, or ecosystem in research institution. LIPI realized that the effort to invite the diaspora researcher is not easy. Therefore, LIPI did special strategy to attract them. LIPI proactively looks for Indonesian diaspora researchers who have good classification or qualification and then invites them to return home. In recruiting the diaspora, LIPI did that through the Civil Servant Enrollment Test, or in Indonesia it is called CPNS. In 2019, there were 12 diaspora researchers registered to the CPNS from 93 available formations. The outcome of LIPI is not optimal yet. Later, the recruitment through the Civil Servant Enrollment Test needs more intensive promotion through embassies and diaspora organizations abroad. Besides, Indonesian government through LIPI must build good research ecosystem, namely by providing proper infrastructure and facility, as well as quality publication. And listener, that was the commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from a commemoration of Transmigration Day on December 12. December 12 is designated as the Transmigration Day because on that day in 1950, the Indonesian government for the first time officially began the implementation of transmigration. The main purpose of the transmigration program is to reduce poverty and population density on the island of Java, provide opportunities for those who want to work and meet the workplace needs to process resources on other islands, such as Papua, Kalimantan, Sumatra, and Sulawesi. We turn to the tragedy of tsunami struck the island of Flores, killed approximately 3,000 people. Tsunami disaster that devastated the island of Flores occurred because of an earthquake in the Sea of Flores north of the island. The earthquake was recorded on December 12, 1992. The 7.5 magnitude earthquake triggered a tsunami and swept away settlements on the coast of Flores. The tsunami killed at least 2,100 people. 500 people were declared missing. 447 people were injured, and 5,000 people were displaced. In addition, the earthquake destroyed 18,000 homes, 113 schools, 90 places of worship, and more than 65 other places. We end today's edition of Today in History with the National Online Shopping Day. National Online Shopping Day is a celebration day to encourage and educate people about the convenience of shopping online. The National Online Shopping Day, which was held every December 12, was firstly launched in 2012 by e-commerce companies in Indonesia. Generally, those who joined the Indonesian e-commerce association, namely Lazada, Zalora, Belanja, Pink Emma, Berry Benka, and Bukalapak. Listener, that was Today in History.
Terpikat pada tututmu.
you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The next one is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia titled Rescuing Sea Turtles as Controller of Maritime Ecosystems. 6 of the 7 species of sea turtles can be found in beach and coastal areas of Indonesia. The 6 species of turtles are hawksbill, green turtle, loggerhead turtle, carved turtle, leatherback turtle, and flatback turtle. But data from the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, stated that the 6 turtle species are now in the category of vulnerable, endangered, and very endangered. Catching sea turtles, trading sea turtle shells and eggs are some of the causes of these endangered species. This was stated by Rizia Ardiwijaya, coral reef specialist for the Nusantara Natural Conservation Foundation, in the session of conservation talks at FIT Festival for Sea Turtle in Jakarta on Saturday, December 7. Rizia also added uncontrolled development also causes damage to beaches, which are important for turtles to lay eggs. Likewise, the habitat where turtles look for food, such as coral reefs and seagrass beds, continue to suffer damage due to sedimentation and human activities. According to Rizia, Indonesia is known for the highest biodiversity in the world in terms of coral reefs. Therefore, is able to attract the attention of both large and small marine animals such as reef fish and turtles. Rizia Ardiwijaya revealed, as herbivorous animals, turtles always eat plants in the water, and it can help the development of coral reefs as a habitat for other marine animals. While turtles also eat jellyfish, so you should not throw plastic trash into the sea, because the turtles assume the plastic as jellyfish. The event that was packaged in the FIT Festival for Sea Turtle event was organized by the House of Metamorphosism in collaboration with Nusantara Natural Conservation Foundation and supported by Ancol Art Market. On this occasion, the participants were invited to exercise together in the open nature. Rizia asserted that the existence of sea turtles is very important for the marine environment as a controller of ecosystem. By holding this activity, it is expected to grow environmental awareness among people. Public awareness toward the environment and nature, such as sorting garbage, then guarding it together by doing the smallest things that can be done, starting from ourselves, the household, and the neighborhood. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Thank you very much for the listeners who are still with us in the English service by Voice of Indonesia. Next, we would like to present to you tourism and local wisdom or culture of Indonesian people in Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder. For today entitled Tobacco Museum. Jember Regency in East Java is one of the biggest tobacco producer in Indonesia and the best tobacco exporter in the world. No wonder, Jember also called as Tobacco City. It is not complete yet if you go to Jember, not visit Museum Tembakau or Tobacco Museum. The museum is located on Jalan Kalimantan, Sumbersari Subdistrict, Jember. The operational time of the museum is starting from 9 to 11 a.m. When visiting the museum, you can see the process of tobacco from the beginning until it is processed before export. The entrance door of Tobacco Museum is designed like the entrance door of tobacco drying warehouse with bamboo design. Once entering the museum building, aroma of tobacco is too felt. You can see the tobaccos hanging on the wall or slices tobacco put in glass jars. The jars are given explanations about kinds of or original place of tobacco, such as tobacco from Bondowoso, Banyuwangi, and tobacco from Jember. Even some dried stalks of tobacco are being ornaments in the room. One of unique collections is tobacco's pipe for ceremony, which is stored in a glass box. The pipe was used by community in America to channeling smoke when burning tobacco's leaf. In addition, there is also a replica of Indian ethnic tribes on sand who is holding tobacco and pipe with a shaped crown. When you entering the inside room, you can see various kinds of displayed tobacco, especially Na Oaks tobacco, the best tobacco for cigars, and Kasturi tobacco. At the museum, there are also a replica of a place for drying tobacco, replica of tobacco's plant, and also tobacco's tools such as tobacco leaf roller. There are various kinds of diversification of tobacco's products displayed in a glass cabinet. In the room, there is also displayed Atsiri oil perfume and soaps made of tobacco. At the museum, there is also a library which contains of literature about Jember in general, tobacco and also other related matters. On the walls of the museum, you will be spoiled by painting of Jember traditional dance or Labako dance, painting of a man who is smoking a cigar, painting of a farmer who is planting tobacco's tree at the field, miniature of Atak warehouse, drying tobacco, a hoe belonging to George Birney, the Dutch citizen of Scottish descent who opened tobacco plantation company for the first time in Jember in 1850. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Tobacco Museum in Jember, East Java. Thank you for listening.
apakah dia tahu apa yang telah terjadi semenjak hari itu? Hati ini miliknya.
Dia jatuh hati
seperti apa yang ku rasa.
Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta
seperti apa yang ku damba?
Bilakah dia mengerti apa yang telah terjadi?
Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta
seperti apa yang ku damba?
Tuhan yakinkan dia untuk jatuh cinta hanya untukku. Andai dia tahu.
You're still with us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. Next, interesting information related to our country. Next one is miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on Bagimu Negeri application. Ministry of Communication and Informatics invites digital startup company in the field of Suara Media that launched Bagimu Negeri application to see if the existence of applications belonging to foreign country such as Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook in Indonesia. According to CEO of Suara, Farid Fadil Habibi, the application belongs to Indonesia, which later aggregates all positive contents in order to be able to compete globally. The application contains not only positive news, but also educative entertainment. In the application, there is also live chatting, which can be conducted by users in making content. The contents are varied, such as video, text, and audio. For the audio content, there are music, podcast and streaming. Ministry of Communication and Informatics has invited TVRI and RRI and also the ministries' offices throughout Indonesia to fulfill contents in the application. In addition, the government has also cooperated with National Private Broadcasting Associations of Indonesia to collaborate with 585 private radios which join in the association. About music, Suara has cooperated with National Collective Management Agency to manage royalty, so that music which is played either local or international is not constrained legally. Like in general, music and video streaming application consists of two SIMs of payment, namely free of charge and paying. Users of the application who are free of charge will hear advertisement. The advertisement is such as public service announcement or government program advertisement. Today, the application is still free of charge, but its music is playlist formed where its songs which are paid have had license. Playlists from radios in some regions are regional songs, and the music will become different between Bagimu Negeri application and other streaming applications. Bagimu Negeri application has main three features. Home becomes home for content providers. One of them is Cosmo Radio. Besides live streaming, users can conduct live chatting with presenter. In addition, the application can also broadcast radio visually as if radio has its own TV line. In addition, users can also watch musical video of the songs which is being played. The video feature is similar with YouTube application, which is also able to make the user to switch from song to video by one swipe. Provider of the content can also provide various services, beginning from playlist until podcast. Bagimu Negeri application can also detect location, so that the user can easily find local radio wherever they are. While library feature stores favorite contents of the users, namely social feature, which is made like social media, where the user can share or upload positive content, which is made by them. With social feature, hopefully people no longer open Facebook. On social feature, video, photographs, and text can be shared to WhatsApp, such as playlists. But the user must be friend with each other. Like social media, the user can comment the content and also give like and share the content to other users with plus button. To use Bagimu Negeri application, the users must download at Google Play Store. That was our segment for today, Miss Eleni. Thanks for listening.
Senyum pada bintang di langit, apa yang terjadi? terjadi bila hati terasa awan kelabu menyelimuti kita. Oh, dan mengerti semua ini, ku renungkan lirihan hati ini ketika ku sendiri.
Well, besides information, we also have prepared you or presented you several good songs from our country. Next will be the music corner in which you will listen to a song. But first, let's listen to the description or something related to the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present a song to you entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji by Bob Tutupoli. Bob Tutupoli is one of famous singers who often brought Indonesia to the international scene by receiving many awards during his career. Beginning with 1978, Bob and Gray Simon were selected to become Indonesia's representatives in the ASEAN Artist Exchange. In 1980, Bob Tutupoli became the first winner in the 1980 Popular Song Festival and represented Indonesia at the International Festival at Budokan Hall, Japan. Although he often participated in festivals, he constantly recorded his works. Many of his works became hits and popular in the 1970s, such as a song, Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji, created by Ismail Marzuki. The song tells the story of someone who always makes promises but lies. Listener, let's listen to the song Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji by Bob Tutupoli. Enjoy the song.
Memang lidah tak bertulang, tak terbatas kata-kata, tinggi gunung seribu janji. Lain di bibir, lain di hati. Aku terlintakan lama, hanya satu hari saja. Seribu tahun tak lama, hanya sekejap saja. Kita akan berjumpa pula. Terbatas kata-kata, tinggi gunung seribu janji. Lain di bibir, lain di hati. Aku pergi takkan lama, hanya satu hari saja. Seribu tahun tak lama, hanya sekejap saja. Kita akan berjumpa pula.
Voice of Indonesia.
Katakan salahku padamu, hingga di kau pergi. Hanyalah ku ingin di kau sadar. Sampai hari ini ku tetap penuh. Misalkan kau telah bahagia dan ku turut gembira, tetapi bila kau setiap hari selalu teringat akan diriku. Hatimu padaku, katakan salahku padamu, hingga di kau pergi. Hanyalah ku ingin di kau sadar, mengapa tiada maaf darimu. Mengapa tidak kau maafkan? Mengapa ku bertanya? pasti hatimu padaku. Katakanlah sayang, salahku padamu, hingga di kau pergi. Hanyalah ku ingin di kau sadar, mengapa tiada maaf darimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Suatu senja di musim yang lalu, ketika itu hujan rintik, terpukau aku menatap wajahmu di remang cahaya sinar pelangi. Lalu engkau tersenyum, ku menyesali diri, tak tahu apakah arti senyummu. Dengan mengusap titik air mata, engkau bisikan deritamu. Tersentuh hati dalam keharuan setelah tahu apa.
Well, listener, today we have presented so much for you, but unfortunately, we cannot have more for now. So, in the meantime, do not forget to send your question, your suggestion, your criticism to us. Send it to our email, voi@voinews.id, or our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Actually, we from The Voice of Indonesia is still here with you for more information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, I'm Stefanus. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.